Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, our weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we'll be talking about Perseverance Theater's production of God of Carnage.
And to talk about it, our two guests today are Anya Windham, who is playing one of the actors in the show. Welcome, Anya.
Thank you.
And Josh Lohman, who is the Anchorage General Manager and works very closely with Perseverance here in Anchorage. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, God of Carnage is a comedy with a name that sounds like it's not. So, Anya, tell us a little bit about what this play is. What happens in this play?
Well, it's about two couples who meet one afternoon to discuss a fight that their two sons had on the playground. And they're 11-year-olds. One hit another one, and it ended up with some injuries. And so they are meeting to discuss it in a very adult and civilized manner at one of the couple's homes.
Which doesn't sound very civilized.
Well, it starts off being very civilized.
And I guess then it sort of...
Sort of deteriorates from there. Everybody puts their worst foot forward.
Is it literally their worst foot forward?
In some cases, yes.
I believe so. Josh, tell us a little bit more about the play from your standpoint.
Sure. Well, it's... she kind of hit the basics. It's two sets of parents. Personally, I don't know. I've got a 10-year-old. So the first time I heard it read, it was just like, oh my gosh, I know those parents. I try to never be that parent, but it's one act. It's 90 minutes. It goes, no one leaves this. Well, they leave the stage for a couple minutes at a time, but for the most part, all the actors are on the stage the whole time. It's one set piece. The lights never go down. From start to finish, it's just one straight punch of just laughter for the most part. It's a really funny play. I haven't seen a production yet because I was only down in Juneau for the first reading, but even the first reading of it, I was rolling in my seat. It is a really funny play.
Good. I like to laugh. And I am coming to see it.
I would hope so.
I have season tickets.
Well, Anya, you're playing the part of Veronica Novak.
Uh-huh.
And so tell us a little bit about your part in this train wreck.
Well, I guess it's safe to say that they're all pretty pretentious people, trying to come across as not very pretentious people. But I think that they're all very human, too. It just sort of, they start out, they mean well. They all mean well. They all want to figure out what went wrong and try to fix it so it won't happen again. And then just they bring out the worst sides of each other. That's what happens. And they all, in Sweden, we have a saying or we have a term for parents who sort of pave the way for their children to make life, you know, the least amount of resistance for their children in life. To, mm-hmm. And they're called curling parents. Coming from the sport curling, you know, when you sweep the ice in front of the, just so that they can slide comfortably.
That's a wonderful line.
That kind of describes at least my character and how she wants to sort of take care of her child in this play. She wants to make it as easy as possible for them. And I guess, in a sense, sort of cutting their children short by not solving their own conflicts.
That sounds like a wonderful play. I'm glad I'm coming to see it.
I love that idea of a curling
parents.
Sort of sweeping the ice out from in front of
yeah.
them.
Art keeps referring to it as helicopter parents, but I like curling way better.
The helicopter parents, those who hover over their children. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you have that here, too. Okay.
I think I like curling way better, though.
I do, too.
Well, Anya, you mentioned this is a phrase from Sweden, and we know that you're a favorite actor here in Anchorage.
Thank you.
Sweden originally. You've performed in a number of plays here in Anchorage, and you've recently moved away, but we keep seeing you come back and back.
My poor husband.
Well, what's it like coming back? I know you performed the show down in Juneau, and now you're bringing it to Anchorage.
Uh-huh.
Are you having some fun with coming back to Anchorage?
Always fun to come back to Anchorage. And, you know, all my friends are here, and it's lovely. And I always have a place to stay and people to see. And And it's wonderful to come up with Perseverance, too. I never thought I'd have the chance to work with Perseverance, obviously, since I moved before I was cast in the show. So it was wonderful to be able to come up to Juno and go to Juno and be part of that experience as well. It's a wonderful and professional theater with people that know their stuff. So it's been a really, really great process.
Yeah, it is a good theater. I've seen it in Juno as well as here. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Anya Windham and Josh Lohman talking about Perseverance Theater's production of God of Carnage, which starts tonight.
Well, Josh, this you coming from Perseverance Theater, you bring in guest artists. We just talked about bringing back Anya. Talk a little bit about the director for this show and how that director has worked with this cast. Or have you been part of the process?
I haven't really been part of the process. Peron Yusufzada is the director, and she is from...
originally Chicago, but lives in New York.
Yeah. She's a New York director that was able to come up, and her husband was the lighting director. I keep questioning these things, so I'm fairly certain they're correct. And so they've worked together, and I mean, actually, I was watching them put together the lighting on Monday when they were... getting stuff set up in the Sydney Lawrence, and it, kind of watching that setup is great, just seeing them work together. But we love bringing in kind of the outside people on occasion, just because we've got it helps the atmosphere in general to work with other people. We try and keep the split pretty good, where it's mostly Alaskan, but a few people from outside, just to bring a little bit of outside perspective. But at the same time, like this year, we're premiering the new play by Arlisha Jones. So that's our next show that's coming up. So it's a good Alaskan play, and Boston Christopher's directing it. But then after that, we're going to do Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. So we're hitting the classics too. And that one's actually going to be directed by Anita Losh, who started in Juno. She's worked with Perseverance for a long time, but right now she's out in DC. Like, her permanent home is out in DC. She went to go work with Molly at the Arena Theater.
Molly Smith, who founded Perseverance Theater.
Founded Perseverance, yeah. So she worked with Molly for a long time, and now she's in D.C. But she came back to Juno for this, for Treasure Island, which is coming out next. I'm sorry, I said Cat, but that's not correct. I'm doing way too many things right now. Working on the program for Treasure Island, which is what Anita is working on.
A lot of things on your plate.
Too many things.
You're bringing three programs up this year.
Yes.
And the other two are?
Rush at Everlasting, which is Arlisha Jones' new play, or her other new play, since she's working on
her Come to Me Leopards is performing right now at Cyrano's.
Yes. Boston Christopher is directing, and the director of Come to Me Leopards is actually doing, Jane Winger is doing dramaturge on Rush at Everlasting as well. So they've kind of got a long-standing relationship that they're working on. And then after that, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, which will be here in April. And we're actually going to go for a full 3 weeks on that one, because it's a classic and we've got some really great people in it. So we're actually bringing back an Alaskan for that, for Big Daddy Lee. Will be in that. He was in Anchorage for a really long time, but now he's an LA actor, and he's coming back just for this.
The last time I saw that was with Jerry Harper playing Big Daddy, and he was so wonderful. I can't imagine anybody who could be better.
Well, you know, and it's a different take on it. So, it's one of those things where I don't think anyone in Anchorage can say Cat without thinking about Jerry. So, I'm hoping that because it is a little bit different, we're actually, because Enrique and Lee are both Latino, it's a slightly different take on Cat, and it tweaks the story just a little bit to make it just a little bit different and a little bit more unique. So I think that's actually going to be a really interesting production.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I'm glad I have a ticket.
Because really, all you have to say is Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and everyone in Anchorage says, oh, yeah, I remember when I saw Jerry in that.
And not Burl Ives, which is a great compliment to Jerry, because most people have that idea of Burl Ives playing that part in the film. That's great. Well, we're talking a bit about Perseverance's future coming in here to Anchorage. Anya, what's coming up with you next? And you've been, like I said, an actress who's done a lot of roles here in Anchorage. Now you've moved out of state. Mm-hmm. Are you still staying in theater where you are living now?
Well, I haven't had a chance to check out the Oklahoma City theater scene because I keep coming up here.
You keep coming back here, right?
I guess my plan now is to stay put for a little bit and socialize with my husband and my cat. And then we'll see what comes up. I'm hoping to come back up. It's all about logistics, and of course, it's always an economical question as well, as sad as that is. But yeah, that is the business.
Well, we'd like to have you come back up as many times as you can.
Oh, I hope I will.
Yes, she. For those of you who've never seen her, don't miss her. She's terrific.
Oh, thank you, Jean.
Well, we've just about run out of time. I want to thank our guests here, Anya Windham, who's playing the part of Veronica Novak in God of Carnage, Perseverance Theater, and Josh Lohman, who is the Anchorage General Manager, who was here with the show as well.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
Up in Wasilla at Valley Performing Arts, Murder on the Nile by Agatha Christie runs through November the 10th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
The Seward Arts Council presents a Port City Players production of the Edgar Allan Poe Project. Enjoy a night of fright. Delight your senses with four of Poe's most chilling poems and stories down in Seward. Showtimes are in the evening from 7 to 8 on November 1st and 2nd at the Hotel Seward in Seward. For reservations, call Linnea Hollingsworth, 907-491-0105.
Tonight is the opening night for UAA Theater's production of William Hopman's and Roger Miller's musical Big River, based on the story The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. Opens tonight and runs through November the 24th. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
At Cyrano's, you can see Come to Me, Leopards by our own Alicia Jones, about running and murder, and directed by Jane Wenger. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Also opening tonight, Perseverance Theater's production of God of Carnage by Yasmina Reza opens tonight at the Sidney Lawrence Theater in the Performing Arts Center. Performances are 7:30 Friday and Saturday and 4 o'clock on Sunday, performing this weekend, then next weekend, Wednesday through Sunday. Tickets and information are at 263-ARTS, or you can go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.